welcome into episode number 264 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
This is We Don't Know Either. We got some facts. Last week we talked about some stuff like Garfield. You were like, oh, I knew he was a cat, yeah, but he was also a president that died. R.I.P.
Shocking. That's you know what? That's exactly what I said.
You made an insensitive lasagna joke and too soon.
When did he die? Because it's too soon?
1881.
Okay.
Yeah.
Too soon. Got it.
But today we are going to do the same thing we always do, which is talk about facts. People at home will, you know, laugh at our stupidity, and will feel vastly superior to us, as they should. So let's kick
it off. The title of the podcast is not "We Know Everything and You're Dumb."
We don't know either.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of you guys kick off, cause I kicked off last week and I, you know, kick it.
Yeah.
I need some more phrases for that.
Yeah. I'll go first.
Also, I still don't know what happened to those damn magazines. Why?
This is, why won't you people respond to Lindsay with your theories?
Yeah.
I should mention somebody got me a Sports Illustrated subscription since last week, too. So appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't need to know. Just thank you.
Did it start with the swimsuit edition? That's all you need. You can just stop it there.
NFL preseason.
Oh, nice.
Even better.
All right. Here's my question for you. Actor David Joyner.
Okay. I know the name.
Probably not. Okay. This is not somebody you should know. So don't feel
okay.
Lindsay's looking at me with a panic in her eye. That she should know this person and has
no idea. Pure panic. I was like, oh no.
Actor David Joyner is an iconic child performer.
Sure.
Okay. He is somebody that I would wager to say the two of you spent a large amount of time watching in the morning.
In the morning.
Still?
When you were younger.
Okay.
When you guys were kids. It postdates me a little bit, but I think you guys would be right in the wheelhouse. He is now a tantric sex therapist.
Oh.
Sure.
What character was he?
A tantric sex therapist. I don't feel like that is relevant to his stardom on a children's television show. So can I ask, this is live action or was this a cartoon?
It is live action.
Live action. Okay. Something that we would grow up on.
Yeah, he's not a voice actor.
And he's a kid. He was a kid on the show.
No, he's currently 52.
But when he was, oh, okay.
So he wasn't playing a kid. He was just on the show. Was he like the dad or something?
You want me to give you all the details?
Well, I'm just playing 20 questions figure this out.
He was on the show. He was an adult when he was on the show.
He was an adult when
David
he was on the show.
Joyner.
Yeah.
What shows, Mike, we got to start. What shows did you watch?
Live action is where he gets a little, like, especially as a young kid, I was definitely more into the animated stuff. So
yeah. Was he Mr. Oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed that I'm forgetting this. Motorcycle jacket, that was so cool. Mr. Tanner?
Mr. Tanner was Full House.
Tanner.
Yeah.
You're thinking Boy Meets World.
I'm sorry, yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed. Delete this entire episode. What was
Michael name? I'm impressed, Michael, that you actually nailed what she was going for. You're looking for the teacher from Boy Meets World.
And Lindsay have been working together quite a bit for the finals lately, so.
Right.
Mind meld, right?
That's who I would think. Maybe that's because that would be of all of those people that I would want to be.
Well,
the
Danny
most
Tanner was played by Boss.
Okay, whoa, I was not that far off. It's Jonathan Turner. So
Mr. Turner, not Tanner.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, I feel a little bit better.
All right.
Well, this is the other thing. I was never really into Boy Meets World. I never watched it as a kid. So, but I know Danny Tanner because I didn't watch Full House either. I know Danny Tanner is Bob Saget.
That is correct.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So Mr. Turner.
Saved by the Bell, I watched a lot.
Yeah, no.
And I don't think it's Mr. Belding.
It could be.
Is it?
No.
Okay, I knew it.
But it absolutely could be.
What other shows, Michael? Clarissa Explains It All. No.
See, I was big into the Power Rangers. Like
Power Rangers.
That's live action.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm thinking. But I'm trying to think of like
that's the right era.
Okay. So like early 90s.
Yes. It was everywhere. It was one of the most pervasive things that existed in the early 90s. Like, not just for like children's entertainment, just like period.
Give us a network.
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea what network it was on. I can look it up.
So it wasn't I lived in Nicktoons and Nickelodeon.
Right.
So if it was on like, you know, ABC, CB, like I wasn't.
Well, they did
really
the Saturday morning stuff.
The
so
Saturday morning cartoon blocks. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't a cartoon. It was live action.
Right.
I know. Yeah. But that's, I mean, that's what I was watching at that, in that stage of my life.
Right.
PBS Kids. PBS.
Oh, wasn't there Wishbone, the dog?
Oh, I remember Wishbone.
Was he the dad on Wishbone?
Not the dad on Wishbone.
Was he on Wishbone?
It was not on Wishbone.
Okay. Was he Sesame Street something?
No, that's another good guess. He was none of the characters on Sesame Street. All right, I'll put you out of your misery.
Please.
Barney the Dinosaur.
Oh.
I don't remember any adults from Barney. Was he in the costume?
He was Barney the Dinosaur.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
So Barney the Dinosaur is now a tantric sex consultant.
Consultant.
Oh. Yes. Therapist. Oh.
I wonder if he incorporates dinosaurs into that. Actually, I don't wander. I take it back.
Do you really?
I don't wander. Yeah. I don't want to know.
She wonders. She just doesn't want to know the
answer. Which
dinosaur
would you want to have? No, I'm kidding.
That's an entirely different podcast.
Yeah, I'm kidding. We did just have Dirty Sexy Trivia last month, so. And that was not a question there.
We did have Charizarding, though.
We did have Charizarding, yeah. This is like Mansers. I've talked about Mansers before. You guys have seen Mansers.
Oh,
yeah. Which animal are you most likely to bone? Yeah. And it's like, which? And I feel like they should have done a dinosaur
episode.
How do you
survive a bear attack?
Yeah. I loved that. It was so bad, and it was everything
awful.
I hated, but I loved it. I'd eat it up. Can you take the dump of death? You could. It was.
You can?
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. And then they like interviewed, I don't know why, but they interviewed a guy, a janitor that worked at a hospital, and he was just describing people's poop in the bathroom. And he's like, man, they had to have died. The amount of shit everywhere. It was on the ceiling. It was on the walls. It was everywhere. I don't know how you could live through that.
look, I'm a normal, I've been into bathrooms that look like that. Have you ever been into a bathroom where you just like went nope and turned around and walked away?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you sit there and I cannot get it through my head how some of that is possible.
I don't want to know. I don't want to think about it. We've taken a dark turn here.
Yes.
Dinosaurs to that. But yeah. Oh, man. Mansers. It's infuriating, but so fun. It's like I put it in my bachelor category of just trashy TV.
You know, Spike TV isn't around anymore.
I know. R.I.P.
What is it now?
It's now Paramount Channel.
They don't.
So it just
I love
plays all Paramount movies.
Well, no, because they still have Bar Rescue.
Oh.
What about Deadliest Warrior? Wasn't that a Spike TV? I love that one.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, Deadliest Warrior.
Pros versus Joes.
I loved Pros versus Joes.
Deadliest Warrior started to get weird, and they started to do like mythical beasts.
Right.
So anyway, none of this matters.
Like a griffin versus a 14th century.
Yeah, like they did zombies
samurai.
Versus
vampires. I think the first one I ever saw, it might have been the pilot, but it was like pirate versus ninja.
Yeah.
Pirate versus
samurai, I think.
It was, well, pirate versus ninja.
They did multiple pirate episodes.
One of the earliest ones was crocodile versus shark.
I think that was a different show. I think that was Deadliest Beast.
Oh, was that Deadliest? Okay. That was a very large debate between me and my friends before the show debuted. We were so excited that the show was out that we would finally have an answer.
I loved Deadliest Warrior. We'll put some links in the link dump for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Barney, tantric sex, we got it. Michael, segue. Okay, still working on that noise.
I don't know how to segue this cleanly.
Okay.
So the Vietnam Memorial.
Oh my goodness. I feel like this is a Cards Against Humanity.
You segue by smashing into a wall, getting out, and walking in a different direction.
As my parents would say, subtle as a brick.
You can't
brick
say smashing into the wall when we're talking about the Vietnam Memorial.
Oh, that's true.
Oh my gosh.
So there are.
But no, I got what you were saying.
There are apparently names on the Vietnam Memorial of people that did not die in Vietnam.
Really?
Yeah. So my question is, how many?
How many names? I'm assuming they were soldiers that were either MIA or presumed dead that then turned up later, or just a clerical error?
Clerical error. Typed a wrong number into a computer kind of thing.
Wait, okay. So if they typed a number in the computer, how did that generate names that they got engraved?
Every soldier numbers. Has a serial number.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, the actual numbers
right.
of the...
Right. So
I
instead
thought
of
you meant
00435, it was 00436 because the pinky slipped. And...
Got it. Sorry, I thought you meant like total number they put in, you know, 330, right. whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
It's all making sense now.
So, give you some perspective here, there are 58,175 names of dead and missing carved on the wall.
That was going to be my first question. 55,000 and change, you said?
58,000.
58,000 and change. Okay. So how many out of 58,000? What do you think, Lindsay? Less than 1% would make sense? A tenth of a percent?
Yeah. I would think maybe, I would say really low. I would think 16.
Okay. It is the U.S. government. let's see. 0.1% is 580. So I'm gonna say 500.
500. Okay. Wow. We got a big range here.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid range. Once again, Lindsay is closer. At 14.
14. Oh my gosh.
Only 14.
Only 14.
What do you mean Lindsay was closer? I was one off.
Well, 16.
Did I say 15?
You said 5.
You said 16, I think.
Was it 16?
I thought I said 15.
Obviously, we don't listen to each other. We have to go back and listen to the podcast to find out.
Either way, I was really close.
You were really close.
You said it, and I was like, did she see this article?
So what was it? 16?
14.
14, and what's the total number of names on the wall?
58,175.
That is...
Here's a math break.
Yeah, that is such a low number that I don't know how to read this.
So do those people, have they seen the memorial, or
are they trying
to take that off, or what's going to happen?
So essentially what's happening is they're leaving them up for right now.
Mm-hmm. But what are they going to do? Is it just going to be a space?
I'd assume they just...
Are they going to take like one off the end and move it over to the... Isn't it in chronological order?
I don't believe so. I believe it's in alphabetical order.
Is it alphabetical order? Well, then they have to replace every panel all the way down. Now it's a nightmare. It's a logistical nightmare.
I don't know. I would think
you just leave it blank.
Yeah. I think it's just a blank spot at that point.
It is very beautiful, though. I think that's one of the most well-designed memorials.
Yeah.
So if you ever in D.C., make sure you check it out and go visit it. Michael, are you wrapped up? Because I got to piggyback on your fact.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
I do. And it's actually memorial related.
This is how Lindsay makes a viable transition.
It is, actually.
Well, you draw me a line between tantric sex and the Vietnam Memorial.
I shouldn't have to, because that's why I went first. Lindsay?
Anyway, just last point. 4 of the 14 have been located by the AP.
Right.
Oh.
So they have a couple of quotes from people who are...
Okay, so we talked last week about how there was no memorial for Garfield.
Sure.
This doesn't have anything to do with that. I just was excited that we were kind of all on the same like vein of things.
Right.
I like categories and themes. But anyway, so the Lincoln Memorial has a very famous typo. Any ideas of what the typo is? What can you still see it? What's going on with the Lincoln Memorial? I will give you some background that it was dedicated on May 30th, 1922, and it was $2 million in federal funds, 8 years to build, and 38,000 tons of marble, granite, and limestone.
Okay.
So this took a while, was super expensive, and then there was a big mistake that you can still kind of see today.
Was it on the quote on the back?
It is in one of the quotes.
It is in one of the quotes. I was going to say they misspelled one of the states.
One of my favorite speeches of all time, actually.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a quote from Lincoln.
Yes. Well, I mean, his speeches are on the walls of the inside of it.
Is it like 46 years ago they have carved up there?
No,
or something?
Not that.
I mean, that's like a glaring, obvious error.
So the speech is Lincoln's second inaugural address, which was delivered March 4th, 1865, 2 months after the passing of the Emancipation Proclamation. And he says, high hope for the future.
Okay.
Which, you know, is a good thing. But on the actual memorial, it says E-U-T-U-R-E.
It misspells future.
So they put an E at the beginning of future, and it's chiseled into the marble.
A little bit of spackle on the bottom line, and that just buffs right out.
Yeah. It does not, unfortunately. it was filled in with slightly off-colored stone to become future, but you can still see where the little
line is.
The
so they did spackle it, and it did not work.
Yeah. So, it was a big mistake. And, you know, I guess surprisingly, of all the letters that are chiseled into the marble, one isn't bad, but I feel like you should be perfect if it takes 8 years to build.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know what? Mistakes happen.
If you're the carver and you're commissioned to do the Lincoln Memorial, you're not double-checking everything. You know what I mean? Like, Nick, you worked in construction. Measure twice, cut once. Like,
yeah, but we also had a rule that we don't do 30 seconds of an inch.
Right.
Right. You know, there's a certain line that you have to go through. After carving 65 million letters onto the thing, you messed up one. That's a better ratio than the carving letters on the Vietnam Memorial.
A spokesperson for the Arlington National Cemetery, this was in 2014, so a couple years ago, that at least 4,100 of the field's roughly 280,000 tombstones were overdue for corrections on the names or dates etched onto the tombstones.
How many?
4,000 out of 280,000. But still, 4,000 is a large number.
Right. So is 280,000. But I mean, the the bottom line is, and look at like writing trivia. Let's bring it back home and bring it full circle. When we write trivia, we write tens of thousands of questions that we've written.
Yeah.
Right? They're reviewed by multiple people constantly over large periods of time.
Three rounds of review for a
new set of trivia.
Yeah.
Then they're reviewed again for two or three rounds of review.
Afterwards,
just to make sure we catch any errors that we caught like night of kind of thing. And there's still errors.
Yes.
So I've had conversations with a lot of people that do trivia all over the country, obviously.
Sure.
And there was one person that told me the last time we had an error was question number 7 in 2001, and we haven't had an error since then. No.
Then you have a bad
set of questions. I'm calling BS.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no possible way that's true.
Either that or you're not asking nearly enough questions. Because you got to remember, we're asking, not even counting on the bonus rounds and stuff like that, we're asking 55 questions a night.
True. True. But that's, I mean, it's just the number of questions of where we get abdicated.
Like, yeah,
he's never been abdicated in 16 years or 17 years, whatever
and
it is.
And for those of you that don't know what abdicated is, so we have to print and deliver the trivia prior. And sometimes, you know, we try to keep things relevant and current eventy. But every now and then a queen gets abdicated right before the question is asked.
Right.
Or someone is investigated for something and no longer on the WWE roster.
Right.
But yeah,
right.
No, we try.
That may be a recent example.
Yeah, we try really hard.
Yeah, the rule it's named after was we asked a question of...
I just said it.
Yeah, sorry. I was reading up on Lincoln Memorial facts. Did you know his hands are sign language for A and L?
No, that's cool.
I did, actually.
Did you?
That's cool. This article has a link that says, on more than one occasion, he halted a conversation to tell a really long fart joke, and I immediately want to click that, but I don't have internet, and I'm real upset about it, because I want to hear more about Lincoln's.
Was that
really
Lincoln
long...
or Nick?
No, Lincoln.
Okay.
That's what Nick was not in this Reader's Digest article about the mistake on the Lincoln Memorial.
I'm
Yet.
Just saying, interrupting Yet. A long thing to tell a joke about a fart, very Nick.
cool. Well, my fact is going to take a minute, I guess, because it's a movie-related fact, and it's really good. But I don't really want to get into it right now because we only have another minute left.
Tyler, so you're going to save it for next week?
So I'm going to save it for next week. Okay. I'll just use my Lincoln fact as kind of like a bonusy one. And I'm going to we're going to do something we've never done before. I'm going to give you 10 seconds, Michael, to wrap up, say whatever you want to say. Go.
I was right on Breath of the Wild.
You were right on Breath of the Wild.
That was from 2 weeks ago.
From 2 weeks ago, yeah. Nick, 10 seconds.
I've been vindicated.
10 seconds? Thank you, everybody who listens. You all are amazing. We love doing the podcast, and we love all of you who listen to us. And more importantly, share it with your friends.
It's definitely, for me, it's the highlight of the week to kind of come in here, talk with you
just
guys.
Hang out with me, yeah.
Exactly. So.
My 10 seconds, I'd like to... say to scientists that they couldn't properly identify Amelia Earhart's bones because they were like, oh, she can't, like, they thought the bones were like too mannish and they didn't understand that she could possibly be like a stockier build. Seriously, they were like, oh, these
women
are probably
dainty. They have to be Marilyn bones.
No, seriously. Yeah. So this is a really funny tweet about it. Amelia Earhart's remains went unconfirmed for 75 years because forensic specialists didn't believe that the world spanning, barrier shattering, legendary explorer was also built like a brick house. And it links to articles about. So thank
it's
you, Andrew Thaler.
It's one of the best worded. Like.
Yeah, it was great. And so they're like very confident that these are her bones. So
yeah,
we'll put that in the link dump.
You started your 10 seconds with Amelia Bones, and I'm like, ooh, Harry Potter.
Oh, true. cool. So we found out what happened to Amelia Earhart. It'll be your secret phrase.
Yeah. Oh, is that what you want? I had unconfirmed remains.
Oh,
the secret phrase.
Unconfirmed remains. That works too.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Unconfirmed remains is the confirmed secret phrase.
Done.
Bada boom, bada bing. This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
And we don't know either.
Bye.